to a God who listens. FM 90.3 WJTL with Chris Tomlin and God Who Listens. It's now 2:02 here at the Shirk at Work Network on this Friday afternoon. One of the longstanding dimensions of WJTL's format is the short feature programs that air during the weekdays, and every so often we get a visit from one of the feature's hosts. And we're blessed to have that as the case today. One of the features that we air is I Work For Him, with the power thought of the day, addressing ideas of how we can incorporate our Christian faith into the workplace. Jim Brankenberg and his wife Martha joining us today. Good to have you in the area. What brings you to Lancaster County?
Well, isn't the whole world here this time of year, John? Because the leaves are changing, but yeah. We're here for a wedding.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? You picked a beautiful weekend to be here.
I'm guessing the bride might have been hoping that that would be the case, and it's going to turn out that way. It's gorgeous.
My wife and I happen to be celebrating our anniversary this weekend.
How many years?
It'll be 34 tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But the day that we got married, well, let's just say we can be glad it was an indoor wedding. Is your wedding an outdoor or indoor?
It is outdoors, at a farm, in a barn. It's going to just be a gorgeous, quaint weekend. And God is showing off with his weather and the trees and everything.
You will have some picturesque moments.
Yes.
Well, I'm curious, what was the journey that led you to start up your ministry outreach?
You know, John, it was led by my own story. I was one of those guys who gave his life to Christ as a 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. And then when I got out of college, I'm thinking, okay, but we had this call of ministry on our lives. Martha and I both committed our lives to full-time Christian ministry as 13-year-olds at a national conference 3 years before we met. And so we had this calling of full-time ministry in our lives, but we were both entrepreneurial. And so when we got out of college, we felt this call to ministry, but yet it didn't connect with our entrepreneurial spirit. And so I enrolled in seminary. We thought maybe we'd be youth pastors or something like that, or the Martha was called to the foreign mission field or something like that. But to make a long story short, our mentors as 20-year-olds, entrepreneurs, because we got married young, said, hey, business is business and church is church. They have nothing to do with each other. Just make a lot of money, give it to the church, maybe you'll serve on a building committee. And that was how we were discipled as 20-year-olds. And it took 20 years for us to realize through our businesses that God loved our work, that there's no ranking system in the kingdom of God, and that as a business guy, I don't have a lower ranking than somebody who's at the pulpit. And that it was so important for us to understand that God loves our work. In fact, barely anybody's ever heard the sermon that God could have sent Jesus to any family on the planet, but he sent Jesus to the family of a small business owner who was a tradesman in one of the smallest, most insignificant towns in the world. How powerful is that to understand that God loves business?
Powerful.
He loves our work. And that's what I Work For Him is all about. Just unlocking God's purpose for our work, because when you realize that God loves your work and that your work matters to God, it changes everything.
So if I understand correctly, your one-minute feature is just a slice of the pie of what you do. So I'm curious, what other dimensions are there to your ministry?
So when it first started out, it was a radio show, live radio show. Went from one day a week to 5 days a week. That's been almost 10 years ago that started. And then from there, it really morphed into so many other things. We didn't know what podcasting even was 10 years ago, but we were podcasting the radio show. And now we have podcasts with different brands, the I Work For Him brand, I Retire For Him for the retiree, because our calling doesn't retire just when we financially retire. And then for She Works For Him, the Christian working woman. So we've written books about that. We talk about that on the air and all, just across the country, helping people to understand what we kind of feel like we learned the hard way. We want to help, kind of fast forward that for people.
Mm-hmm. And just to put things into context, your feature airs at 1:20 weekday afternoons. Now, if someone hears that feature and they say, hey, I really am interested in this content, but I want to go deeper into what you're talking about. There's a longer form program then, right? And
yes.
where do they find that?
So really the easiest way to find everything is iworkforhim.com. So
okay.
iworkthenumber4him.com. There we have the podcast links. We also have it on a YouTube channel as well as social media, just to keep feeding into that idea, because every day it's easy for the world to distract us from what our real purpose is.
And John, what we did then is in 2020, not because of COVID, but right before COVID started, we put our thoughts of everything we've learned and interacted with thousands of ministries into three books, and really wrote our stories in those books. And they're written along with 52 other ministry contributors. But there's a book, I Work For Him, that they can get on our website. But it's really just, what does it look like to turn your workplace into a mission field? And it's really in five simple steps. Anybody can do it. And if you'll let me, I'll tell those five steps.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
I know we're on, we're doing live radio. I want to make sure we have time.
That would be the natural progression in this conversation.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's okay. Everybody listening, I just want you to all to understand, no matter what your work is, God loves your work. He created work as a gift for us. But we have to change our mindset to understand that there's not just work and church, that God loves your work and your work is worship. Understand that the way to start to transform your workplace into a mission field is, number one, start praying for your coworkers and employees by name each and every day. Then look for ways to serve those same people over and above what you're required to do. Then look for ways to befriend them outside of the workplace so you have a real relationship with them, so you have an opportunity to share your faith walk with them. Then look for ways to pray with people when you notice they're having a rough day. But all along, your work should be defined by excellence. Excellence that comes from the Holy Spirit of God living inside of you. As an employee in this country, you should be the number one employee in your position, in your company, no matter what that is, in your organization, because of God living in you. You have an unfair advantage because the Holy Spirit of God is living in you, and He loves your work, and you are surrounded on your workplace mission field by people who are lost and hopeless, and they need to meet Jesus, and you may be the only chance they'll ever have.
Well, that's really good stuff, and I hope that you have that posted somewhere at your website.
I was just going to say, that is what we call joining the I Work For Him Nation, and I know that we have talked about that on our Power Thoughts. So sometimes people hear them and we'll talk about one step every day of that week and encourage people to join. It doesn't cost, but it's really making a commitment. It's saying, Lord, I want to do this in my workplace, and I want to be reminded that this is important. This is why you have me. Maybe in a job you don't even care for at the moment, but God has you there because of the people you serve.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember being challenged to commit my work to excellence. And that doesn't mean perfection, but it means doing the best I can with what I have.
Exactly.
Or what I have available. Mm-hmm. Well, you're in this venture as a married couple. How do your roles in the ministry complement each other?
You know, I think it's amazing how God has shown us over all of our years of marriage how He has complemented us. And one of the things recently, we started doing the Strength Finders to learn more about ourselves and how we actually do complement each other. And one thing we understood very early was that responsibility is very high for both of us. So we feel responsible to share this message. And that's why we're united on it. And aside from that, you know, Jim likes to poke the bear. So sometimes when we're interviewing a guest, he'll ask a question that kind of makes them dig deeper than they planned on, but that they're willing to go. And then I'm that person who rounds it all together and brings it all back and says, you know what? This is what God's teaching us. So it's really been fun to see how God takes the gifts that both of us have, the strengths and the weaknesses, and puts them together for His purpose.
It really, God created us as a team. We've been doing ministry together since we were 16 years old. Yeah. And so we have always walked close with each other, and it is fun. We're best friends. We enjoy being on the air, on the stage. We get to do speaking events. We get to MC events. But all around, our goal is to lift up the ministries around the country. And there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them that are discipling people to live out their faith at work. I mean, in the greater Lancaster area, God is moving in such incredible ways in this greater area. It's happening all over the country. God is raising up people to recognize that their workplace really is a place of ministry, and it's a mission field because there's lost and hopeless people that desperately need to meet Jesus there. Were you going
to
say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to add to that, that we're practitioners in this conversation because we didn't understand that ministry and work were connected. We learned it. We've worked together. We've been entrepreneurs our whole life. So our whole married life together, we've done business in different ways. And God's used those gifts along with now understanding that the ministry that can happen in that work. And he continues to show us how we can do that each and every day.
One of the biggest things, John, and I know you're running out of time, is that so many people that are Christ followers think that their work doesn't matter, and so they're going to quit their job so they can go get a job that matters, a ministry job, go work in ministry. And that is the tool of the enemy and is an absolute outright lie. Mm-hmm. Because right where you are, wherever you are working, your workplace is your mission field. And in that mission field, you may be the only Jesus your coworkers, your employees, your bosses may ever meet. Mm-hmm. The job that you hold and the people that you work with, none of that is by chance. Everybody that you need to, that you work with needs to meet Jesus, and you may be their only chance. Mm-hmm. And John, we've got to stop Christians from thinking they need to quit their job to go into ministry because they're already in ministry. Yeah. They just need to shift their paradigm to mm-hmm. see it.
Mm-hmm. Now, there may be times when we come to a crossroads and we have to make a decision whether to move on or stay, but mm-hmm. it seems to me that a good question to ask right now is, how can I thrive where I'm planted mm-hmm. right now? Mm-hmm. And that would... be a good question to ask going forward.
Yes.
Well, we are so delighted to have you part of our programming lineup here at 1:20 weekday afternoons. And let's just draw attention to your website one more time.
iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com.
All right. Join Jim and Martha Brankenberg weekday afternoons here. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you have a very good weekend, and that you enjoy much warmth and hospitality while you're in the area.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for having us here.
All right, God bless you. All right, we're back to the music now with Mike Donaghy. This is Glory I Couldn't See on WJTL.